This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. We came into the trading day with Europe lower, Japanese stock prices at a 28-year low, and a pile of headlines about the possibility of a global economic slowdown. Marketplace's David Gura has been looking into all of this. David, good morning.
Morning, Jeremy.
Well, tell us what else is at play here.
Well, obviously, Europe, there's still a lot of concern about what's happening there and what's going to happen there with Greece, of course, the old standby. But we're hearing a lot more about financial worries in countries like Portugal and Spain. Spain is a big deal because its economy is so big. And today, Portugal announced it's going to draw more money from international lenders to keep its economy afloat. But the European stuff, Jeremy, that's been going on in the background for a long time now, as you know. I think what's really starting to scare investors is bad news from the so-called emerging markets. Economic growth appears to be slowing in China. Manufacturing grew at its weakest pace there since last year. And now we're starting to see the same kind of slowdown in India and Brazil.
But we've known about a lot of this stuff for a while. So I guess the question is, do we have a fundamental problem here that people just woke up to on Friday, or are the markets doing a little overreaction here?
So you talk to investors, you always need to translate. When investors say short term, they mean quick reactions to market news. Bruce McCain, the chief investment strategist at Key Private Bank, says that in this case, we should be looking at the long term, and that's the deeper fundamentals of the economy.
It's now looks worse than it probably is from a longer-term standpoint, but it's still that sluggish, anemic growth cycle that we've been battling over the course of this entire recovery.
And fueling that, of course, is economic uncertainty all over the world. And with investors, Jeremy, you need a translation, and you also need to know that if there's one thing they hate, it's uncertainty.
Indeed. Marketplace's David Gura in Washington. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Jeremy.